Oh, good morning. Welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah here at Ascension Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Scott. And I'm playing in the sand today because I'm actually on vacation this week. And I'm hopefully, as you are watching this, well, actually, hopefully while you're watching this, I'm asleep. But I'm headed to Hawaii to play in the sand on the beach for the week. But before I left, I wanted to record this Hump Day Hallelujah for the week, and you'll be watching this a couple of days after the 4th of July, Independence Day, a day when we celebrate our freedom, a civic holiday, but one in which we can also be remembered of the freedom we have as sisters and brothers in Christ. In John chapter 8, we read, "If you continue in my word," Jesus said, "you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." As Christians, we have and do enjoy freedom in Christ. It's a freedom unlike the freedom that we have as Americans. It's a freedom that allows us to love and care for our neighbors with perhaps reckless abandon. It's a freedom from both and a freedom to. This freedom allows us to see a neighbor in need and not worry about the cost of caring for that neighbor. It's a freedom from the things that we are bound to in the world that allows us to live as resurrection people, a people who know that this is not all that there is for us, a freedom that reminds us that our citizenship is first and foremost in heaven, even though we reside here on earth, which allows us to live with a different economy, a different scale of what is right and wrong, what is just and righteous. And with that freedom comes responsibility. Luther talks about us as being in Christ. We are perfectly free, Lord of all and subject to none, a perfectly dutiful servant of all and subject to all. So much like Christ, who came with the authority of God, but laid that authority down and power and exercised it by giving himself for us, we too are given the responsibility, the opportunity, the freedom to love recklessly those we find in our lives. It certainly can present some challenges for us when we want to count the cost. But the freedom that we have is to live not as the world lives, but as those who have been called to live as followers of Jesus Christ. And that freedom is both, as I say, a gift and a burden to us. So as I sit here on the beach, or there on the beach this week, I'm enjoying some freedom from work and from the daily duties of life. But in this time, I'm also intend to be reflecting upon what does it mean to be a child of God? How can I, with you, be loving my neighbor as myself and enjoying the gift of freedom that has been offered to me through Christ? I hope you're having a great week, and I look forward to seeing you when I get back. Aloha.